Mothership Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're looking at the character of Jesus. We're looking at 60 parts. And we're also thinking of releasing an album, releasing a CD of these 60 parts. But today we're at part 25. And today's character that we're looking at, the character of Jesus, is attentiveness. Attentiveness. And I want to read some scripture straight away. If you go with me to Hebrews, the second chapter, and we're going to go to verse 1, and it says this. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. I'll say that again. It's very short. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. Over the last few days, I've been looking at different documentaries about different cults and sects. And it has been very, very eye-opening, because I have thought to myself, how can someone be drawn into a cult? How can they be drawn into a cult if they already know the truth? If they know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, how can they drift away and join a cult? And it is amazing how many do. And as I was watching these documentaries, different documentaries that I've seen, I noticed that the changes were incredibly subtle. You see, what I believe and how these sects, these cults work is they take scripture and they slightly twist it. It's slightly, very slightly twisted. And so now it's no longer the truth. You see, when you tell someone the truth, if you're going to tell someone what you've done, if you're going to stand up in court and give evidence or whatever, you're not going to give 7/8 of the truth. You're going to give the whole truth or nothing but the truth. That's what you swear. I swear by Almighty God that the truth I will give will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth. In other words, the truth, the gospel as it is. We're not going to change it. We're not going to twist a tiny little bit of this away from the actual truth. And that's what these cults do. They take away a tiny bit of the truth. And they look at scripture and they misread it. That's something else I've noticed. They just misread it. It's slightly altered, slightly changed, slightly different, but not the truth. Not the absolute truth that has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. And beloved, here on Worship Radio 247, we teach the truth. And therefore, let me say this. Today's character is attentiveness. And this is quite a difficult word to bring. You see, when I listen to the radio, quite often it's on in the background. I listen to it as background, doing something else. I might be working or whatever, and I'm listening to a classical radio station, and I'm listening to classical music. I'm not really taking much notice. I'm not being attentive, if you will. But with Worship Radio 247, let me tell you this. If you're not being attentive to what is being said, to what is being worshipped, there is no point in listening. There is utterly no point in listening. It's like watching the TV and not really taking it in. You have to be attentive. Let me tell you why. Because if you are attentive, you can see where the truth deviates. If you're not being attentive, you can't. You can't catch it. And right here, the writer of Hebrews is saying this very clearly. We must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard. Or we may drift away from it. If we're not listening intently, if we're not listening carefully, how do we know that it's the truth? In other words, if you're listening to half of what I preach, how do you know what I'm saying is straight from the Lord? How do you know that what I'm saying comes and is bathed in the Holy Spirit and is bathed through God's Word? You cannot tell because you're not being attentive. Beloved, attentiveness is a characteristic that is really important. And our Lord Jesus Christ was attentive. When he went to the temple, he listened intently. Because if he didn't listen, how could he say something? How could he say, actually, that's not true? How could he say, actually, this is what is true today? This is what is true today. Jesus stood up in the temple. He stood up in the synagogue, and he told them that today Scripture had come to life in his form because of who he was. They didn't believe him, but he had to be attentive to listen to what they were saying beforehand. It's really, really important. Do you know, many years ago, I can remember a friend of mine sitting in church with me, and all of a sudden, he stood up and he said, "Excuse me, I hope you don't mind me interrupting, but I really do need to interrupt here." And the preacher who was preaching, he was a guest preacher who was preaching, my friend stood up and said, "I completely disagree with what you're saying. I don't believe this is true at all." Now, I'm not saying he was right in doing that. I personally believe he should have said that after the service. I believe he should have approached that man after the service and said that, not during the service. I think that was wrong. But the point was, my friend was being attentive, because if he wasn't being attentive, he wouldn't have been able to take issue on what was being said. Attentiveness is absolutely vital in the body of Christ, and it is one of our Lord's wonderful, wonderful characteristics. And I give him glory and honor and power for who he is, beloved. We need to be attentive in every single aspect of our lives. Sometimes my wife will say to me, "You're not listening to a word I'm saying, are you?" And quite often I'm not. I'm doing something else. Well, that angers her. That makes her angry. Well, I'm not surprised it makes her angry. She's wanting to tell me something and I'm not listening to what she's saying. I'm not being attentive. That is a characteristic I need in my life more and more and more. My big problem, beloved, and I'm looking at me personally now, I get bored. I get really bored. If I'm listening to something and it's not hitting my spirit, instead of being attentive and listening more to what this person's saying, I think, "Oh goodness, I can't listen to this. I just can't listen to this nonsense." And that is not the way to be. If I'm not listening to whoever is speaking or whatever they're speaking about, whether they're preaching, whatever, how can I know if it's from God if I'm not bothering to listen? How can I possibly know? I can remember one time I was at a Bible week and I was sitting there listening to this preach. And I remember saying to myself, in fact, I said to a friend who was sitting by my side, "When is the Holy Spirit going to kick into this? Because this is utter rubbish. I can't stand it." And it took about 15 minutes and suddenly I thought, "There's the Holy Spirit. Now I can hear him. Hello. Now the wisdom's coming. Hallelujah and glory to God." And a lot of times, beloved, what happens is humanity takes over. When preachers are going to preach the Word of God, humanity gets in the way of God and who He is. Many times I've gone to a church and I've spoken for an hour. Many times I've gone to a church and I've only spoken for a few minutes. And the reason I'll only speak for a few minutes is because I don't believe God wants to say anything else. Now, that's not to say that I'm perfect. Please don't hear that. But I want to be attentive to the Holy Spirit. And that's another thing. That characteristic of being attentive, if we're not attentive in the world, how can we be attentive to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us and how the Lord God Almighty is guiding us? If we're not being attentive, we can't hear. Beloved, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I give you the honor and the glory and the power due your holy name. And I pray, Father, that you would pour more attentiveness into each other, each of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. May your name be glorified forever and ever. Amen and amen.